Hello there. You're about to enjoy a special hour-long radio episode of Simply Scottish. This is one of over 140 weekly episodes that aired on radio stations in the US and Canada between 1999 and 2001. The radio show was co-hosted with my father, Andrew McDermott Sr. I hope you enjoy the show, and I welcome your comments via our website, www.simplyscottish.com. I'm Andrew McDermott Jr. Join us this week as we launch a new Scottish endeavour. It's called A Nation Threatened. And I'll outline in some sometimes surprising and stark detail the problems that face Scotland as a result of being part of an unequal union with England. Kicking off A Nation Threatened this week is a special interview with Adam Ingram, member of the Scottish Parliament. We'll talk to Mr. Ingram about an important issue regarding Scotland's flag. Also this week, how to make the delicious Scottish treat Dundee cake. And we'll have all our weekly features, including new words from Scots and Gaelic, a new Scottish website, and another chance for you to win free Scottish music with our weekly trivia. All this, plus a great variety of music, is coming up next on Simply Scottish. Welcome to Scotland on Simply Scottish Radio. I'm your host, Andrew McDermott Jr., with my father and my co-host, Andrew McDermott Sr. Dad?
How are you?
I'm doing fine this week, doing fine.
That's good.
On Simply Scottish, we encourage our listeners to be active, not passive. It's all about interacting with us and getting the best of Scotland, not just through your radio, but on the internet and one-on-one with us. That's why each week we provide you with our contact details so that you can reach us directly whenever you want to give us a comment or suggestion, request some music, make a donation to Simply Scottish, or just to say hello. You can reach us anytime via email. Our email address is openallhours and it's radio@simplyscottish.com. radio@simplyscottish.com. That's our email address. And don't forget to make a note of our companion website, where you can always go to immerse yourself in all things Scottish. It's at www.simplyscottish.com. Starting off our programme in music this week is traditional singer and accordion player Seamus Begley. This song features vocals in the Gaelic language.
Sag hog nur wie sam Emmalen holiner born tira Egesh doch kolt am nons na quilte Lelin is molin ang lord bivin Da menschen sud hier such waren Herrahi druch da shug ach maden A kain se korol e korsen ich naste Es lief en vodan don var
You're listening to Simply Scottish, and we have to ask right now, what's more enjoyable than listening to the music of Simply Scottish Radio? Owning the music, of course. Every month we give out two Scottish music CDs in our prize drawing. You can enter our prize drawing at our website, simplyscottish.com, and you can enter it by correctly answering the weekly trivia question we give out on the show. So put your thinking caps on and get ready for a chance at some great Scottish music. Our trivia this week involves one of America's most successful female singers, Madonna. On December 22, 2000, she married in a small Highland town in Scotland. We're looking for the name of the town where Madonna tied the knot. Contact us with the correct answer and be entered into this month's drawing to win free Scottish music. Most popular weekly features on our show, according to the feedback we've received, is our Scots and Gaelic words of the week. And this is not really surprising. It's one thing learning about the history and background of a language, but it's another thing actually diving into the language and learning words and phrases from it regularly. This is why we do the feature, to encourage Scots and Scottish enthusiasts to learn and adopt Scotland's languages. And besides giving new words each week, we also provide more resources on our companion website. To access these resources and learn new words whenever you want, go to the radio channel of our website at www.simplyscottish.com. Our featured Gaelic on the show this week are the words for breakfast and lunch. To say breakfast in Scottish Gaelic, you'd say brakisht, brakisht. And the word for lunch, a little harder, is bia mian la. Kind of three syllables there. Bia mian la. And we're going to practice these words with my father now. Dad, to say breakfast in Scottish Gaelic, you'd say brakisht.
Brakisht.
That's right, brakisht.
Brakisht.
Uh-huh. And the word for lunch in Gaelic is bia mian la.
Bia mian la.
Kind of three-syllable
Bia
word there.
Mian la.
That's right.
Yeah.
Bia mian la.
Well, the breakfast, the one we said about the breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Well, some people say breakfast. You know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, similar.
Yeah. So that's breakfast in Gaelic, brakisht, and lunch, bia mian la.
Bia mian la.
So there's one to curl your tongue around. That's the Gaelic. And turning now to the Scots language now is the adjective gigantic. We're going to look at that word today. To say gigantic in Scots, it's wappin'. spelled W-A-P-P-I-N, wappin. That's gigantic in the Scots language. And in Gaelic, breakfast is brakisht, and lunch is bia mian la. We're joined this week by Mr. Adam Ingram, member of the Scottish Parliament for the Scottish National Party, the SNP. Born in Kilmarnock in 1951, Mr. Ingram has been a member of the SNP since 1983. He is a member of the National Executive Committee and has been a senior office bearer within the SNP since 1994. He represents the south of Scotland and is based in Ayr. Mr. Ingram is at the forefront of the SNP's campaign to raise the status of Scotland's national flag and see that every school and public building is free to fly the St. Andrew's Cross. Mr. Ingram, can you first of all give us some background on the flag issue in Scotland and how it's come to be an issue?
Basically, it was brought to my attention that our local councils were refusing to allow the Scottish flag to be flown in schools in their area. This is a local council that is run by the Labour Party, which is basically a party which takes its orders from London. And with the advent of the Scottish Parliament, I thought it ridiculous that these rules were still allowed to apply.
Can you tell us the goals of your campaign?
Well, basically, we want to ensure that every Scottish child is given the opportunity to learn about their country and to take pride in their country. And one of the major things that we want to get across is the importance of the flag as a symbol of the country. The saltire, which is the name of Scotland's flag, otherwise known as the St. Andrew's Cross, is actually one of the most ancient national flags in the world. It was adopted almost 1,000 years ago, so it's got a fantastic history, and I'm sure it would instill the necessary pride amongst our kids if the history of their flag was taught at school, as well as the history of their country.
So the saltire is older, as you say, than many other flags of the world, and it should be treated with great respect, correct?
Absolutely. The story is very interesting, actually. It was a cloud formation that appeared in the sky before a battle between the Scots and the English 1,000 years ago, and the Scots took that as a good omen, and they won the battle and secured the independence and freedom of their country at that particular time. St. Andrew was the patron saint of Scotland, and when this cloud formation in the form of a cross, St. Andrew's Cross, appeared in the sky, they took that, they took a great deal of heart from that, and they were able to win the battle.
Mr. Ingram, how are the people of Scotland reacting to the issue right now?
Yes, I'm getting a great deal of support at grassroots level from ordinary people on this one. I think a lot of the bureaucrats are diving for cover, because there is a great deal, an uprising of Scottish spirit and national consciousness at the moment. And the bureaucrats are very embarrassed by this particular, they're being caught out in this particular manner. And essentially what we're going to try and do is mobilise public opinion to the point where there's a Scottish flag flying above every school building in Scotland in the not too distant future.
We'll have more questions from Mr. Ingram in a few minutes.
Thank you.
We continue our interview now with Adam Ingram, a member of the Scottish Parliament for the Scottish National Party. Mr. Ingram is heading a SNP campaign to get rid of senseless and offensive British protocols against the flying of Scotland's national flag. During the Scottish Parliament elections of 1999, the SNP were forced to create their own publication to get their message out to the Scots. Such was the bias and unfair reporting of the Scottish mainstream media. How do you plan, Mr. Ingram, to take your campaign to the Scottish people with this in mind?
Well, the media cannot ignore public opinion, nor can they ignore campaigns such as this if it gathers a great deal of steam, which I anticipate it will do. Basically, we can take this out onto the streets, into the schools, with perhaps using referenda on the internet for the school kids, or actually taking petitions out into the town centres and the like for people to put their signature to. And those kind of things can be presented to the Scottish Parliament. We can have a debate on it, and we can put a great deal of pressure on the ruling executive in that Parliament.
I'm sure if you took the campaign to Scotland's school children, you'd get a lot of support.
Yes, well, for the last 300 years, Andrew, Scotland has been submerged in an incorporating union with England. And a great deal of the history of Scotland, of our culture, is still not taught in our schools. A lot of people actually don't learn about Scottish history until they leave school. So I think our kids are hungry and thirsty for knowledge about their own country. And this is just the type of campaign that will spark off their enthusiasm for their own country. Scotland, while we are in a union with England, does not get direct representation in any of the bodies like the UN, the European Union, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and so on. And essentially, we want Scotland to take its rightful place amongst the community of nations, and we can play a very significant role. Scots, after all, had a very significant part to play in the building of Texas and the United States of America. So we feel that we've got a tremendous contribution to make, and we don't need to go via London to make that contribution. We can go direct.
Adam Ingram is a member of the Scottish Parliament for the South of Scotland. He lives in Ayr with his wife, three sons, and a daughter.
Our steps were new. The storms of innocence, strong and fresh they blew. Directions turned, love changing hands. We stood like gods before our maps and best. That was our final time.
One thing most enjoyable about Scotland's culture is its food. From the hearty meal of haggis and neeps to the tasty treat of shortbread and oaties. This week on the programme, we enlist the help of my sister Naruma McDermott in taking a look at Dundee cake. Thanks for joining us, Naruma.
Thank you, Andrew.
Dundee cake seems to have originated in Scotland in the 19th century as a crying bannock, a sweet bannock made with oatmeal, sugar and cream, and cooked and served to the women attending a birth. A similar bannock containing a ring was given to a child who had just lost her first baby tooth. When the bannock was broken, everyone present got a piece, and the child got the ring as a teething ring. Dundee cake is still given as a christening present, or at a wedding, or at Christmas time, and it keeps for quite a few months in a tin. So what started as a local tradition surrounding the birth of a child has now become quite a staple in the Scots kitchen. Naruma, can you tell our listeners what ingredients are involved in making a Dundee cake?
Well, those interested in making a Dundee cake need to have the following ingredients: mixed fruit, self-raising flour, salt, butter, sugar, eggs, lemon juice, and almonds. Once you've mixed everything, baking takes about 2 hours, and you can enjoy it hot or cold. Like you said, Andrew, Dundee cakes are perfect to give as gifts, whether it's for a special occasion like a birth or christening, or just a friendly gesture to a friend or family member. Those listeners interested in getting the exact recipe should contact us now by email or phone.
Our email address is radio@simplyscottish.com, or you can call us. Back to more music now with a CD called The Black Watch.
And welcome back to Simply Scottish. I'm Andrew McDermott Sr. And I'll be talking a little bit about my memories of my childhood. Going back just a few years ago, back to the town where I grew up, was very, very strange. When I arrived there, I expected to see the steam trains and the boats going around the harbour and ships being launched, and just as it was when I was a kid. But I was so surprised how everything had changed. Right from the docks, where my father worked as a longshoreman, and where he finally got killed with a train, very ironically, because my theme is mainly about trains, the old steam ones. Round about the dockside area was whiskey barns, warehouses full of barrels of whiskey, all kinds of factories, cotton mills, printers for books and papers, all kinds of factories that were lined up alongside the channel which led from the open out sea right through to the harbour. And it twisted its way all the way around through the streets of Leith, around the places where I grew up as a young boy. But now, 20 years later, everything's changed. All the walkways, which used to have trains thundering through, were just like memories. When I saw the children walking through there, chasing dogs, the mums and dads taking their children in their buggies, I just had that eerie feeling that a train was going to come by any moment. However, the good side about it was the rivers in the days when I was young were kind of polluted with all the waste that was coming from the factories, the bonds, the warehouses, the paint stores and bakers and all the such like would all be going into the river, causing it to be polluted. But as the years went on, the environmentalists took over. They cleaned up the river to such an extent that the fish came back. Swans were by the dozen, ducks swimming in the water, and even kids swimming, people canoeing up and down, which was never before. If I was a little boy of 10 years old, I would go into the water with an old rubber tire from a wheel of a car. And the water was so dirty, we'd have to get a shower or a bath after we got out the water so that we wouldn't get scarlet fever, as they called it in those days, and all kinds of nasty things. But all around the area now are fancy bistros, hotels, restaurants. For some of the most seediest parts of Leith have changed into a wonderful paradise of shops, stores, all kinds of things. It was just not my town. And I left it with a heavy heart from the old days. But at the same time, I knew I had to move on and see what progress would take us into the 20th century, or the 21st, I should say. And suffice to say, I had a few tears on the way back, and I wouldn't care to relive those kind of memories too often. But I have the memories of the old town, which will stay with me for the rest of my days.
Ira wa tas la horo ela, ira wa
You're listening to Simply Scottish Radio. Our featured website on the show this week is the site of the Scottish National Party at www.snp.org. The party aims, as the site states, to create a just, caring and enterprising society in the mainstream of modern Europe by releasing Scotland's full potential as an independent nation. The Scottish National Party was founded in 1934 and scored its first parliamentary success when it won a by-election in 1945. Since 1967, it has had continuous representation in the British Parliament and has campaigned hard and long for Scotland to regain its Parliament and withdraw from the union with England. During the Scottish Parliament elections of 1999, the first in 300 years, the SNP became the second biggest party in government with 35 seats in the 129-member body. They continue today to campaign for Scotland's right to stand proudly among the world's community of nations, unhindered and ready for a new chapter of Scotland's history. At the SNP website, you can learn who represents the SNP in the Scottish, British and European parliaments, and you can keep up to date with all the party news and events. You can visit the official website at www.smp.org, our featured site this week on Simply Scottish.
megállik, s én szakad meg simrémli. Hát igény, lárv, van a lányom puhán. Gászom fászák szóhát, fárd a kösin sielernál.
That's our show this week. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to complete your listening experience by contacting us with your comments, questions, and other feedback. Email us at radio@simplyscottish.com. That's our email address, radio@simplyscottish.com. We'd like to thank my sister in the room, McDermott, for her contribution to the show, as well as Mr. Adam Ingram, MSP. We hope you enjoyed his interview, and we look forward to bringing you more of our feature, A Nation Threatened, in the future. Dad, final comments?
Yes, a final comment on our hopeful takeoff of our Simply Scottish. If you're out there anywhere, and now it's on the internet, we're getting people from the other side of the world. If you want to help Simply Scottish to go further than it is just now, please, please help us. Thank you.
I'm Andrew McDermott Jr.
And I'm Andrew McDermott Sr.
Join us again next week for another full hour of All Things Scottish. Until then, may God bless you and have a good week. Spoken content on radio episodes of Simply Scottish is copyright 1999 to 2001, Simply Scottish Media. All music is used with consent of copyright holders or covered under radio broadcasting agreements. For more episodes of Simply Scottish, visit www.simplyscottish.com.